So I'm going to say a little bit about each Brahma Vihara individually. Start with metta, which is probably the most familiar of all the Brahma Viharas. And as I said when I was talking about the tree, it's the fundamental Brahma Vihara. It's the root, the source Brahma Vihara. Bandhi has said that in a way there is only one Brahma Vihara and it's metta. So, yeah, just really taking that in helps to see that it is the source, the root of it all. I still remember very, very clearly my own experience of metta when I first met it. It was a long time ago, but I can, you know, it's one of those things again that, you know, I can be there and recall it very, very strongly. It affected me really deeply. It struck a chord, although I didn't have a clue really what it was all about. I think I definitely had beginner's mind and a glimpse of something that really excited me and gave me a sense of something that just felt right. I remember feeling that back then, although, as I say, I didn't have anything really to back that up. It just felt right. And I feel as I've been on the path of transformation ever since then. Over the years, I've been through so many phases with the metta bhavana practice, as I expect you all have. I remember very well going through what I now call my fantasy phase. I think I had a very active imagination and I just used to sit there with my imagination going all over the place and getting into these very wonderful spaces, but wasn't very grounded in reality, a bit of a fantasy. I definitely went through a phase of trying to pump it up as well, that sort of feeling that I could almost, you know, sort of bring it about by an act of will. And I realised there was something not quite right about that. I also remember quite a long period of time, which I feel so bad about saying now, that it was boring old metta. You know, just sort of feeling that I wanted to move on from metta and mindfulness. I wanted to get into other practices, other more exciting things, and sort of leave metta behind. I mean, I'm just absolutely flabbergasted that I could have thought that how I feel now, but there you are, I did. So, yeah, I think I have come to understand a bit more now that, you know, metta is at one end, it is just ordinary, everyday friendliness. Yeah, and at the other end, it's the extraordinary great love of the Bodhisattva. Great love of the Buddha and everything else in between. So whilst holding that sense of the range of metta from that ordinary everyday friendliness to the great love of the Bodhisattva, I do actually find myself more and more these days seeing it as an attitude of turning towards. Just turning towards with openness and interest. It's the little things that count, I think. Those ordinary, everyday encounters. And if I take care of my everyday world, then metta in that bigger sense will be there in time. And it feels as though it's become my watchword throughout the day. I just say the word to myself quite often, metta, thinking metta, focus on metta. Where was the metta in that? Just using it to remind myself. And it's extraordinary the effect it can have just using the word, just saying metta. It's as though my body just responds, everything just responds. There's a shift, some sort of shift takes place just in that moment. And of course, doing this, it highlights all my failings. It highlights all those times where I find where I am is not at all where I want to be, where I would like to be. But what I find quite interesting as well is that I never get dispirited by that. I never get dispirited at all. I suppose it's because I realise that I have to know that. I have to see that. I have to be there, you know, sort of knowing what it is absolutely that I'm working with. For anything to happen, for anything to change. And it just draws me onward somehow.